Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Thanks, everybody. My name is Marty Beniaz, representing the Erie County Agricultural Society from the Erie County Fair. Fairs are a lot of things. We are concert venues. We're amusement midways, we're food festivals, we're art galleries, we're museums, we're centers for youth development and centers for agricultural education, just to name a few. But first and foremost, we're community. And at times like this, we do what's best for the community, even though difficult and emotional decisions might be made. This is not the first time in history that fairs have been canceled. We've done it in the past, we might have to do it in the future, but it's what we do best for community. Over the past 24 hours, the fairs across Western New York, many of them have already put their traditions on hold for 2020. These include our partner fairs in the region, like the Allegheny County Fair in Angelica, scheduled for July 20th through the 25th, postponed. Chautauqua County Fair in Dunkirk, July 20th through the 26th, postponed. The Genesee County Fair in Batavia, July 25th through August 1st, postponed. The Cattaraugus County Fair in Little Valley, August 2nd through the 9th, postponed. The Wyoming County Fair in Pike, August 15th through the 22nd. And lastly, the Erie County Fair in Hamburg, August 12th through the 23rd, canceled. Representing the New York State Association of Agricultural Fairs, a few of our partner fairs have asked us to read a few brief statements, as they've all had to go through this difficult time with their board of directors and all their stakeholders over the last 24 to 48 hours. From the Allegheny County Fair. It's with broken hearts that the Allegheny County Fair, scheduled for July 20th through the 25th, has made the decision to cancel. They ask that everybody take an extra moment to think of all the exhibitors who called their fairgrounds home for a week. Those tired morning smiles doing chores, the late night laughs in the barns and buildings, the everlasting friendships that are created during times that are unforgettable. The fair feels for every child who will miss out on those memories this year, and the Allegheny County Fair will do their best to make sure they get the recognition they deserve. And the Allegheny Fair looks forward to 2021. From the Cattaraugus County Fair in Little Valley, they regret having to cancel this summer. It would have been their 178th county fair. They understand the effects this will have on the vendors, exhibitors, volunteers, patrons, and local businesses who make that fair so successful each year. They wish everybody to stay safe, healthy this summer, and they'll see everybody in Little Valley back in 2021. Finally, the Genesee County Agricultural Society has announced that the Genesee County Fair, which was scheduled for July 25th through August 1st, 2020, will now be postponed until July 24th through July 31st, 2021. This was a difficult decision they had to make. Their volunteer board has been moving forward with plans to hold its fair in 2020, but the announcements made by the New York governor last month, it seemed that the fair would not be able to operate until the last phase of New York's reopening in phase four. Many factors were taken into consideration when making that decision, and they didn't enter it in lightly. Additional safety requirements that they're seeing in phase one would have meant some major changes to their buildings. So that's from the Genesee County Fair. So across Western New York, the doors of the fairs for the summer of 2020 have been shut, and the planning and anticipation for 2021 has begun. Next part of our interview today, or next part of our media opportunity, I'd like to bring up Jessica Underberg of the Erie County Fair. So if the media has any questions based on our processes, where we're going, where we're headed, Jessica is willing to answer those. Jess?
Thanks, Marty. although I was prepared to hear what Marty had to say, all in one statement, it's tough. Any questions? So the question was the reasoning between using the word postpone versus canceled. Some of that is contractual. You know, if you postpone something, you're not canceling it. You're putting it off to another year, which means maybe if I booked your event for the fairgrounds, I don't owe you anything and you don't owe me anything because we're going to use you again next year. So the question is, how much of the decision is based on things other than public health and maybe financial? It's all a mix. You know, first and foremost, our public health and safety is most important, whether it's to our guests who would come here, whether it's to the town of Hamburg that we may be bringing a virus to. But yes, all of those factors come into play. There is a point in time when you start to say, this needs to happen, or we need to know an answer now because the trickle-down effect from that. And a good example is the Straits Carnival. The fair that they play before us canceled on Tuesday. The fair that they play after us canceled last week, Friday. It may not make sense for Straits to mobilize to come north for one event. So we've had conversations with those folks. We've also, as a staff, sat down to discuss if social distancing measures are still in place in August, what does that mean for the fair? And obviously there's a financial impact to that because we assume that our attendance would be down. Couple that with extra measures of PPE, extra staffing, more bodies would be needed to do all of that stuff, it becomes out of balance. That's exactly part of the puzzle. All of it is part of the puzzle. Any other questions? So immediately, obviously, reaching out to all of our partners, our vendors, our concessionaires, processing refunds, kind of wrapping up what we already had started. And then go from there. We don't know what the future looks like, and the future could mean tomorrow, it can mean next week, it could mean September, and it could mean December. You know, that's the hard part of this whole scenario, is that nobody knows. You know, if you'd have told me back in January we would deal with this, all of us would have said, no way. You know, but we can't get ahead of ourselves because we don't have the answers for that yet, because we don't know what we're going to encounter yet. So the question is, what could happen with the 4-H kids? The Ag Society has a very deep-rooted commitment to youth and agriculture in Western New York, and we will make every step possible to try to have something here for the 4-H kids to be able to show their animals. The virtual options are great. It gives the kids an opportunity. But nothing replaces stepping into that show ring with that 1,200-pound steer. My kids show at the Chautauqua County Fair. We have 5 pigs in our barn right now that are probably not going to go anywhere. So I understand 100%. But I also know that the commitment from this board and this staff to make sure that those kids have an opportunity, we will do everything in our capabilities to do that. And it may mean something that's close to the public. It will definitely mean something with social distancing measures. But at a smaller, close to the public, almost by invite only, we can manage that. But at a million people, you can't.
And that could happen those same 10 days.
It likely won't take 10 days. It likely would be a 2 to 3 day event. In fact, as we're speaking now, our agricultural team is meeting right now to try to figure out what we can do, how we can do it, and still give those kids an opportunity. Like I said, that is a very, very important piece to what we do. There are 166 market animals through 4-H on feed right now in Erie County for this fair. That does not include dairy cattle, llamas, horses, things like that that we would try to also include. But there are 94 kids and 166 animals on feed, market animals. It was tough. It was tough. This isn't just a job. This is our passion. It's tough. This hashtag Fair Strong came from the International Association of Fairs and Expos. It is a theme that fairs across the world are using. And your reference to the tornado, you know, we kind of said EC Fair Strong. You know, the difference, and Marty referenced it earlier too, the difference, we've had a tornado 20 days before the fair. We've closed for world wars. The difference between those things and this is that when that tornado was over, we looked around and went, holy cats, all right, let's go. It's done. When the war was over, it was done. The problem is we don't know when this is done. We can't see it, we can't feel it, we can't touch it, and we don't know when it's over. And we had to make decisions yesterday based on the information we have today, not what we hope the scenario will be in August. The worst than canceling the fair would be that Straight Shows outlays their money to get here. The community is psyched and ready to go. We've put in all the effort, and we have to close our doors because something happened. Financially, that is a worse impact. For our community, that's a worse impact. But we had to make the decisions based on the information we had yesterday, not what we hope it will be in August. The question was, is there anything that we got from the county or the state as far as guidance? Nothing directly from the state. We did obviously look at the New York Forward plans that Governor Cuomo has put on the website, and you start to see where things are lining up, and we know we're in phase four, and there's no timeline to that, so that phase four may not start until into our fair. We don't know. That's one of the challenges. I have had conversations with Danny Nevereth from Erie County, and he's been very helpful in coaching a little bit here and there. But you know, as you sit and look at what we don't know, that's where the problem lies. Doesn't leave the fair or fairgrounds in jeopardy. I think just like every other business in our community, we need to be financially prudent. You know, we need to, just like all of us, need to watch how things are going financially. The bigger impact to me is the community impact. The people who have been here, I mean, I heard it yesterday. I've been here for 71 years, and this is the first time I'm going to miss. Or you know, the people who celebrate their birthdays here or their family gatherings. You know, we've always said that the fair is a fabric of our community. So when you can't have a fair, that feels a little strange because, you know, the fair's a celebration. That's where we knit together. This is the place where there's something for grandpa and grandma. There's something for the little kids. There's something for the teenagers. There's something for the rock fans, something for the country fans. So that piece is what I feel is the bigger impact. You know, we were one of the first to start off with a virtual livestock show back in April when we knew we couldn't have our Empire State Beef Classic, and it went great, and it was phenomenal. But it's not the same. And I think a fair is the place that you can set aside your gadgets and come and live and breathe it. And you can't get that experience by looking at a screen. So I'm not going to say that we will or we won't, because we really haven't gotten there yet. We just yesterday made this decision. But I would say that we may look into options, but I don't know that they'd be virtual. The question was I be surprised if the state fair were to proceed? I would say that if, based on the daily press conferences, yes, I would be surprised.
We're getting questions on social media here of the refunds for 12 day passes.
Sure, sure. So that's the only thing that we actually had put out for sale. So those were sold back in December. So all the folks need to do is mail those passes back to us in an envelope with a name and an address that they could get the refund check to, and just mail it to 5600 McKinley Parkway, Hamburg, New York, 14075, and we'll get a check turned around and cut back.
One person's asking, what if the passes were to get lost in the mail?
They didn't get lost getting mailed out. I'm hoping they don't get lost coming back my way. The question was, can I share anything from a vendor's as far as the sad or the sadness that they share? Calling the partners yesterday was tough, though they were not surprised. Most said, I kind of figured, you know, some answered the phone with, this can't be good. It's tough. I mean, it impacts so many people's lives, And I made a statement yesterday to someone. I said, you know, I think about the ribbon company that's in Ohio that makes ribbons for all the fairs. With no fairs, I don't need a ribbon. What does it do to that company? What about the ticketing company that comes and sets up their ticketing equipment here? You know, the grounds crew, the place we buy, our vendors buy all their food stock from, the neighbors that park cars on their property. That maybe that's how they pay their taxes, or maybe that's how they go on vacation. You know, the impact is a huge ripple effect, and we understand that.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.